Watch, Elise Stefanik, under Speaker Mike Johnson. A man of deep faith, House Republicans will save America. By Sean Moran on October 25, 2023. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, on Wednesday delivered a powerful speech in support of Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, as Speaker of the House, to thunderous applause. Stefanik delivered the nominating speech for House Republican Speaker-designate Johnson, the House Republican Conference Vice Chair. Watch, finally. Republican Mike Johnson elected to be new Speaker of the House. Today is the day that House Republicans will humbly look in our hearts and elect Mike Johnson as Speaker of the People's House, Stefanik said to sustained applause from House Republicans. Unlike prior votes for Speaker, which were fractured between the different camps of the House Republican Conference, Republicans appear to be strikingly united. She said. Yesterday, our dear colleague, our former conference chair, our chair of Energy and Commerce Kathy McMorris Rogers nominated Mike Johnson in our conference, and she put it best and I want to quote her today. She said, quote, trust has been broken and we have come to a standstill. How do we restore trust between members, leadership, and ultimately, between Congress and we the people? Kathy went on to say, there's a sense that it cannot be business as usual. She went on to note, above the Speaker's chair in the House chamber is our nation's motto, In God We Trust. Ms. McMorris Rogers went on to say, the times in which we are living demand boldness, unity, and transformational leadership, that begins with trust in God and each other. Trust is when the magic happens. In the story of King David, we are reminded that man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. End quote. The New York Republican described Johnson as a man of deep faith who epitomizes the servant leader. She said that Johnson is a titan of the House Judiciary Committee and a dedicated member of the House Armed Services Committee. She emphasized that he serves as a uniter as the vice chair of the House Republican Conference. Stefanik said, Mike is strong, tough, and fair, and above all, Mike is kind. She noted that America lives in perilous times with rampant inflation, an inhumane border crisis, and Israel under attack. Stefanik continued. And at this very moment, this Republican conference knows that we live in perilous times, and the American people are hurting. Families are struggling under the pain of inflation caused by reckless far-left spending, unable to afford groceries, heat, or gas. We have an inhumane open border with millions illegally smuggled and trafficked and tens of thousands of children lost in the chasm of the incompetence and negligence of the Biden administration. Israel is under attack by Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists committing atrocities with Israelis suffering the bloodiest days in modern memory. Crime is skyrocketing on our streets while there are vicious calls from the left to defund our great men and women in blue. American energy production has been crushed by Joe Biden's radical, failed far-left Democrat policies causing seniors, farmers, and families to pay more at the pump. And Americans fundamentally understand that the federal government has been illegally weaponized against we the people, shredding the Constitution, targeting conservatives, parents, and even Joe Biden's top political opponent, in a reference to former President Donald Trump. She charged, the people are looking to this great chamber to save America. And save America we will. And as we embark on the path ahead, I am reminded of Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season, we will reap if we do not give up, Stefanik continued. During his pitch to House Republicans on Tuesday night, Johnson said, my theme is simply trust and teamwork. We have to get back on track. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.